Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about today?
ttglarm@hotmail.com.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about?
Ann Melly.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I have gone ahead and located an account with that information today with courtrecords.us.org. How can I help you with this today, ma'am?
Well, you took my money and I have gotten nothing. I was supposed to be sent something on my phone. I haven't gotten that. When I scrolled the page that came up, it says recent activity, criminal record, 3 seconds ago, person searched, Cody Rosser. And then it just says pending agent review. So I've received nothing either in response or to that you took my phone number and said you were going to send something to my phone number, and I haven't gotten anything on that either.
So what that pending agent review means is they're currently doing additional searches to locate the information you're requesting. So that can take anywhere from 4 hours to a full 24 hours for them to go ahead and pull that information.
Oh, well,
yes,
that would be
you
good
just gotta
to tell
wait.
People.
Yeah, you just got to wait for them to get back to you via email.
Okay, so why did I give my phone number?
So they would go ahead and reach out via email, and then they'll let you know if there's another way to contact them when they reach out via email.
Okay, but my question is, before I could get my results, you wouldn't let me proceed until I gave my phone number.
So what the phone number does is it just allows us to send you a text of a direct link to the member portal. As well as if we get disconnected, the phone number would be on the account for us to call you back when you call in. That's another reason why. But again, they'll go ahead and reach out to you via email. When they reach out via email, you can always ask them if they, if you can get their number so you can talk to them over the phone. They would be able to give you a different way of talking to them when they reach out via email initially. Okay?
Okay, and yes, I just rechecked my email, and there is an email, but...
Is there anything
so
else I can do for
I'm
you
sorry,
today?
I'm new to this, so I just log into the login then, and my results are supposed to be there.
You'll go ahead and check your email, and they would send you an email letting you know what they were able to find. You would read over the email, and it would give you instructions of what they were able to find and where to view it. But again, when they reach out via email, that would have all the information in there. Instructions,
okay.
Where to view it, what was they were able to find, all of that would be in there.
Okay, well, again, I see my email.
Okay.
And it says my login information. And it just kind of confirms, I guess.
So that
gives me the number to call, and then I try to sign in.
Okay.
And it takes me right back to the page where it says pending agent review.
That's just your login credentials. That's the email for the login credentials. They'll reach out to you via email about what you were requesting. Again, it can take anywhere from 4 hours to a full 24 hours. You just got to keep an eye on that. Email, and then you can also always check in the member portal. That pending agent review would also switch over to view report as well. But again, they'll go ahead and reach out to you via email, let you know where they were, what they were able to find, where to look for it. Okay.
Alrighty, I'll hang tight. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
Bye bye.